Hello, San Bernardino Prayer Warriors. Today, our focus is on Chino Hills and Amboy. We declare, Father, that you are the Lord of Chino Hills and Amboy. You're the king of these people. You're the light in their darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You are the peace to the restless. Jesus, you instructed us to pray for workers in the harvest. So we declare the harvest is great in Chino Hills and Amboy, but the workers are few. So we pray to you, Lord, you are in charge of the harvest. We ask you to send more workers into your fields, that you would embolden every believer in these communities to share the gospel unashamedly, knowing it is the power of God to save and transform lives. So Father, we lift up Chino Hills, the city that is on three county lines, and it's about 70,000 people, and its crime grade is actually pretty good at overall B minus, C plus, and A minus for the varying groups. But we pray, Lord God, that they will continue to improve. And we pray, Father, for their poverty that is at very low at 6.88%. We are grateful for that. But we are concerned with some of the things that have happened recently. The $30,000 worth of sunglasses that were recovered after a burglary pursuit, and three arrested, a 14-year-old that died in an e-bike crash. So we pray, Father, that they would have some regulations there that would help pedestrians and bikers to be safe in those communities. We thank you for the many churches that are in that community and that this is a bedroom community. But we pray for the churches to unite and to have a citywide prayer event that would bring people to Christ. We lift up Amboy, that is way out in the middle of nowheres and is owned by the president of Juan Pollo, that got it inherited from his father, who had a vision for this community to be used for tourists. It is a very ending place for Route 66 that's going to have a centennial, I believe, next year. It's way out in the Mojave Desert near the Mojave National Preserve in the Amboy Crater. There were 23 people there. There is question whether or not it is down to zero and that they live outside the community. But the crime statistics need prayer. They are all at F. And so we know that a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's so far away from everyone. So we pray that it would get some creative ideas to bring people out there to reignite to the school that's there, the different locations that used to be places people like to visit from all over the world, actually. And so, Father, we pray that some unique things will happen there that will draw people. And we pray that the crime would go down, that citizens would take some effort to do that, and the people in the towns that are nearest by. We thank you, God, that you are the God of these cities, that we pray in the name and authority of Jesus, there would be an end to disorder and strife, and we pray that there would be divine order and they would be subject to the lordship of Jesus, a release of the fear of the Lord and light and truth over these communities, a decree to the end of theft that is very, very high, 93% in Amboy. And we pray that their walls would be salvation and their gates praise. Let the love of God, may your love, Father, be poured out by your Spirit so that people will have an encounter with you and know that they are loved and valued by you. In Jesus' name, amen.